is the pretty little girl over there in Brazil? Tell me, sister, how do you feel? If an empty-haired brother in Brazil, you gotta get down, 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 down. Gotta get down, 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 down. Tell me, people, the president and secretary weren't real. Tell me, people, what would you do if the running of the world was up to you? You gotta get down, 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 down. Gotta get down, 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 down,
It's quite a happening, isn't it, folks? You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. It is 2:13 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, here in Greater Montreal and various other contiguously meridianed places, and so on. So let's go ahead, folks. We just finished hearing Billy Joe Holloman. You know, wait a minute. There's like a part of the song here where it kind of cues you to start. Billy Joe Holloman, It's Not You From Me. Then we had the Cashmere Stage Band with Superbad. Immediately then had Sonny and the Sunliners with Get Down. And Heart and Soul, that is brought to you by Booker T. Ava Hart. Then we had the Dayton Sidewinders with Funky in Here. And Earl English and the Apaches with Trying to Make Ends Meet. You all better stay right there if you know what's good for your ears. The ears. We'll be right back.
Thank you. talking is the only way. Rap on. Rap on. Cause whatever, oh, you do, you gotta do your thing now. Do your thing now. Yeah. If you feel like you wanna scream, that's your way of letting off steam. Scream on. Scream on. If you feel like you want to sing, cause singing is your thing. Sing on. Sing on. If you want to make love all night and you feel it's right, right on.
She ran away. Well, if you don't tell
me. What about the power struggle? You got the power? You got the power? Power
folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM Greater Montreal. You can visit us on the web at www.ckut.ca. And so, well, the salt-making adventure has begun here for Logic Johnson. For those who did not catch a couple weeks ago's episodes, like the natural soaps, can't afford the sticker prices, I said, to hell with it, I'm gonna make some myself, and so far so good. Now, you're supposed to let soap cure for quite a few weeks before you can officially use it and judge its quality, but I snuck a few washes there with some early bars, and I got to say, that's some creamy, lathery, bubbly goodness. So, perhaps I am a savonnier in the making. Who the hell can tell these days? Stranger things have happened. Now then, let's go about the business of the song naming and the identifying and so forth. We just finished hearing Mickey and the Soul Generation with Give Everybody Some. Then we had Little Junior Jesse and his Teardrops and the Tears with Funky Stuff. At least they made the title easy for you. Followed thereafter with Sagittarius Black, brought to you by Timothy McNeely. And then we had ourselves, yes, we did. We had some Zapata. Yes, a Zapata. With Do Your Thing, parts 1 and 2. You lucky devils, you. After this, what did we have there? What did we have? We had the Groove Merchants with There's Got to Be Someone for Me. I used to say that, and there was.
And now I'm co.
Finally, we got James Polk and the Brothers with Power Struggle. And that's that. This is this. It is 2:39. Y'all keep it locked to C-Cut.
Thank you.
Meet Mr. Jonathan. He's bad. He's mean. He's a loving machine.
Oh, Jonathan.
Let him give you a black shampoo. His clientele all kiss and tell.
You tell Mr. Jonathan if he won't do me, nobody will.
He isn't above a labor of love.
Does Mr. Jonathan make house calls?
He's got the touch they love so much.
Hello, lady. Artie taking good care of all of you?
Artie just didn't have the equipment you have.
He's mad. He's mean. He's a killing machine. Black Shampoo.
A Graydon Clark production starring John Daniels and Tanya Boyd.
From Dimension Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
All right, folks, it is 2:58 in the morning. I know, right? All right, so you're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. Very wise channel-finding decision. Once again, I always take a moment to congratulate the listener for having arrived here in the first place. You know, that's half the battle. The other half is listening and enjoying and feeding the old thing there in the... thing, the brain. So we just finished hearing... what am I doing? There we go. We just finished hearing Every Man for Himself by the Roadrunners, followed immediately by the Soul Ones with Soul Pot. Then we had Eddie Finley and the Cincinnati Show Band with Clean Up Man. That's right. That's right. We had Joe Bravo with Sissy Strut. We had Tickled Pink with Reach Out and Give Me a Hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally, we had the Vern Blair Debate with Super Funk. Now, I suppose that if we're going to talk basketball here on the show consistently, it can't always be about the evil empire. So, who do I like? Who do I think won the Sixers and Nets trade? Harden for Ben Simmons. Well, I will say the 76ers got a great, great player back in exchange for a guy who was refusing to play for the team, so that's a plus, but I feel like they gave up too much. Seth Curry, pure shooter, doesn't take up a lot of space on offense. I think that that was a steal for the Nets to grab him
in the deal. So the Philadelphia gave up too much, but they did put together now a mega combo of Joel Embiid and James Harden. However, here's a little story that's going to encapsulate my prediction for this team. James Harden and Joel Embiid have one practice together, and all of a sudden, Joel Embiid in the next game is pulling step-back jumpers, which is Harden's thing, and traveling and really missing and getting blocked, and it's just ugly. And I wonder, is this a sign of things to come from putting these two guys together? So I wonder about Philly. I don't quite wonder about Brooklyn. They have more of an identity now. So that's my thoughts.